Hundreds of properties in Napier were still without power late last night, and at least 19 homes in the city have now been deemed uninhabitable. A sudden downpour on Monday caught many by surprise, with at least 2 months' worth of rain falling in just a few hours. About 30 people are staying at a welfare centre at Kennedy Park. A heavy rain watch remains in place for Hawke's Bay until 8 o'clock tonight. And with the city's wastewater system overloaded, the Napier City Council's asking people not to take baths, use the dishwasher or flush toilets unless absolutely necessary, and to keep showers short. The Whippa family decided to leave their house in the badly flooded South Napier suburb of Marewa at 8 o'clock on Monday evening. Christine Whippa told RNZ's Harry Locke that it quickly came to a point where they had no choice.
We knew we needed to get out. We had two little babies, my two grandchildren, and seven adults in the home. So, we had nowhere to go. We had no plan. So we rushed around, stressed, trying to get everything, put everything in rubbish bags, chucked in the truck. The rain was drenched. Trying to get our stuff into the truck and get our family into the truck was awful. The water was right up. We literally were waist deep.
So what moment did you make that decision?
We have steps and the water only comes up to there's three steps, the second step at the most. When we saw it come up past that and was heading towards our door, we started to freak out. We weren't able to watch the news because our signal strength was bad, so we rely on smart TV stuff. So, we didn't get to see what was going on with the news. And, Facebook, social media is not reliable. I finished work at like 4:30. By 6, he was knee-deep in water. We were freaking out about power in the shed and electrocution, so we turned off this power supply, then rushed around the house and tried to get everything sorted, just in case.
Yeah, and how was that? You say seven adults, two babies, that must have been so stressful for you.
It was, you're talking about people not being able to eat because they were stressing, and then you were irritable babies, a three-year-old and a 10-month-old. So it wasn't easy at all.
Where did you go?
We went to Flaxmere to one of our family through my daughter's in-laws, the Rawson whānau. So we went there and stayed there for the night. They were massive. They only have a three-bedroom home, and there's seven of them too. So all of us together, there was 14, 15 of us in their little home.
You just must have been so grateful.
And, trying to figure out food and, just how to pay for their hospitality, and, it was really awkward. They were massive and we were really grateful. But then we contacted Civil Defence today and got some immediate support, and we're told we could come here.
That is Christine Whippa, who lives in Napier.